The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise, and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. I was a literature major when I was at Framingham State College, back when dinosaurs roamed the earth. And so I think of my favorite works of literature, my favorite books. Well, here's one that really is assigned still so often in high school. A short little masterpiece by John Steinbeck called Of Mice and Men. Yeah, you remember that one, don't you? How many people here have had to read Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck? Oh, good, good. Written coming up on 100 years ago, it still is so popular in the culture that I believe a Warner Brothers cartoon with Sylvester the Cat was based on the two characters, George and Lenny. "Tell me about the rabbits, George." Remember that one? But in this very powerful story, George and Lenny are two drifters, two workmen, ranch hands, that are journeying throughout the West, from farm to farm, from ranch to ranch. And they have a vision. And the vision is recounted when Lenny says to George, "Tell me how it's going to be again, George. Tell me about the rabbits." And George, who getting tired of recounting this, he starts up again. "We're going to have our own place, Lenny. Going to have a few acres. We're going to plant our own crops and eat our own stuff, and we're going to have our own livestock. And we're going to be our own bosses. And guess what? In the winter when it rains and we don't feel like working, we're not going to work. Tell me about the rabbits, George." That's Lenny's favorite thing. He wants to pet them. And that's what keeps them going. The vision of the promised land. Of course, if you know, well, this is a spoiler alert, Of Mice and Men doesn't end all that happily. But some stories, some true stories do have happy endings. Another metaphor for the point I'm trying to get at is we just had Black History Month. We celebrate Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday in January. He put the vision out there in Washington, D.C. Mall with the I Have a Dream speech. I have a dream where all men and women are created equal, where no one will be judged by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. You put the vision, the dream, the goal, the destination out there. And this is exactly what Jesus is doing in today's gospel reading. He knows that he's going to be heading to Jerusalem, undergoing his suffering, passion, and death. And he knows that this is going to rock the apostles' world in a bad way. So he has to give them a vision, a clear vision of what lies beyond all that, the goal, the reason to persevere. So in his transfiguration, that is a sneak preview, as I said, of his resurrection, the transfigured human existence that we all pray God will share in, because we keep the vision and keep persevering and keep striving to live and teach and spread the gospel. All the readings have this theme today. The first reading from Genesis, Yahweh is calling Abram, whom he will name Abraham. Go, make this journey. I will make of you a great nation. It's not part of our readings today, but implied in every Lent is the journey of the Israelites through the desert out of slavery in Egypt to the land of flowing with milk and honey. Through the desert. No accident, Jesus went out to the desert, he who is the new Moses, to fast and prepare for what lay ahead. This is the same message that St. Paul gives to the young Timothy, who's one of his proteges. Keep pursuing holiness. Stay faithful to the gospel. It's worth it. It's going to pay dividends. All the words of God today talk about overcoming sin, falsehood, and even death itself. And this is why, my brothers and sisters, the church gives us this vision at the beginning of Lent. We're a couple weeks into it now. I don't know about you, but this is a period of every Lent where I stop batting 1,000 when it comes to my Lenten program. If you get to say those extra prayers here, whoops, you ate that you said you weren't going to eat during Lent there. We can say, oh, it's all unraveling. Church says, no, keep going. Get back on the horse. It's worth it. At the end of 40 days, going through Holy Week, rising with Christ at Easter, you will be holier, the church tells each and every one of us, if we hang on, if we persevere, if we keep the vision. What is our own personal vision for each one of us? It's important that we take this into prayer. I want each one of us here to think of the thing about ourselves that we dislike the most. Or two or three things even. It will help with reconciliation when we celebrate that. Let's picture us being free of that bad habit, that sin, that resentment, that tendency to gossip, that tendency to be judgmental, that tendency to expose ourselves to things that we know aren't healthy for us. Let's have that dream for each one of us. And let's believe that holiness is possible if we hang on, if we open up to the grace of God, if we persevere. And let's also think of the vision for our faith community, our parish. If each one of us grows in holiness, if each one of us falls more fervently in love with Jesus Christ, people are going to see that in us. This is a pretty good crowd today compared to what we've had throughout the winter. Let's envision, as people keep reminding me, you know, Father, 40, 50 years ago, it was standing room only in here. Let's not be afraid to dream big. It can happen. All things are possible for God. If we don't have the vision, if we don't have something to shoot for, then we'll never get there. personal holiness, collective holiness, on fire with love for God, opening up to His love for us. We can make these visions a reality. In fact, Jesus tells us we can count on it. We can count on it. That's His plan. And His plans don't fail, even when they seem to on Good Friday. Beyond it, there is the transfiguration, the resurrection. And so let's keep going, my brothers and sisters. Let's persevere. Let us believe in God's promises, because He does not lie to us. God love you. We have these folks who are on a journey with us through the RCA faith formation process. And so they go to break open the Word of God more and more, and we give them once again a blessing. Heavenly Father, You tell us to take heart, to persevere, to keep the vision. Let us not forget the big vision, that of entering Your eternity after we journey through this life. Growing in holiness, these disciples of Your thirst and hunger for that vision, that fruition, that rest. We thank You for giving us their love and their presence in our midst. We thank You and we ask You to bless them as they go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us stand now and together profess our faith by professing the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Christ is our food for the journey to the ultimate promised land, our heavenly homeland. Let us ask for what we and He already know we need, but He wants us to ask in order to have the strength to continue. Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer. Thank you. Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer. Almighty Father, with you all things are possible. Help us to keep the faith. Help us to keep offering you the prayers. Help us to keep asking in confidence as we do now through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.